From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Consumer spending plunged by the largest amount in 9 months in September. Personal incomes were flat from August. The latest Commerce Department figures reveal the fragility of any economic recovery, even after yesterday's report showing that gross domestic product had increased in the most recent quarter. The Commerce Department says personal spending dropped half a percentage point in September, in part reflecting the end of the cash for clunkers subsidies for trade-in of used cars. Later today, the White House is to post its figures on how many jobs have been saved or created through government stimulus spending. Administration officials have already said they expect the report to show around 650,000 saved or created through the end of last month. A search is underway off the coast of Southern California for possible nine survivors of a mid-air collision between a U.S. Coast Guard plane and a military helicopter. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports.
Federal officials say a Coast Guard plane and a Cobra Attack Marine helicopter crashed just off San Clemente Island. A pilot reported seeing a fireball at the suspected crash site. Coast Guard Petty Officer Allison Conroy says air and sea crews are now on a search and rescue mission.
These are military people. They have gone through cold water survival rescue. They know what to do to be able to survive an aircraft crash. So what we're hoping right now is that we're searching for survivors.
Two people were believed aboard the Marine helicopter, and seven people are thought to have been on the Coast Guard plane. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.
A Maryland scientist accused of trying to pass U.S. secrets to Israel will have to stay in jail until trial. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports.
Stuart Nozette was arrested last week, accused of trying to sell classified information to an undercover FBI agent. The agent was posing as an Israeli intelligence officer. Nozette had been a longtime Defense Department scientist and had worked on various science and space projects, including President Reagan's Star Wars defense shield. Prosecutors did not come right out and say that Nozette sold secrets to the Israelis before the FBI got involved, but in court papers, they certainly hint that's the case. Prosecutors allege Nozette received more than $200,000 from a company that was owned by the Israeli government. And during one of the conversations the FBI recorded, Nozette apparently said he thought he worked for the Israelis already. The Maryland scientist faces up to life in prison. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is starting a new push to reconvene Mideast peace talks. A State Department official says she will make a personal appeal to Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu this weekend. She will be joined by special Mideast envoy George Mitchell. From Washington, this is NPR News. A retired British couple taken hostage by Somali pirates has told British media that they are now in a container ship anchored off the coast of Somalia. NPR's Gwen Tompkins reports.
Paul Chandler spoke by telephone with a British television station and the BBC. He said he and his wife Rachel were asleep on board their yacht in the Indian Ocean late last week when Somali pirates surprised them. The Chandlers had been on course to sail from the Seychelles to Tanzania on a route that is known for pirate activity. The two are apparently experienced mariners who have navigated pirate waters before. But they say the pirates have taken everything of value from their yacht, including communications and navigation equipment. The pirates then abandoned the yacht, called the Lynn Rival, and it was later found by the British Navy. British Prime Minister Gordon Brown has appealed for the couple's release, but it would be highly unusual for Somali pirates to give up their captives without a ransom. Gwen Tompkins, NPR News, Nairobi.
Japanese electronics giant Sony is reporting a smaller-than-expected loss for its latest quarter. Sony says it lost $289 million as sales of its PlayStation 3 game consoles and posthumous sales of hit music by entertainer Michael Jackson helped it along on a road to recovery. Sony has been hit hard by the overall economic downturn and tighter margins on a variety of its electronic products. Game 3 of the World Series will be tomorrow in Philadelphia. The Philadelphia Phillies and the New York Yankees are now tied 1-1 after the second game last night at Yankee Stadium. The Yankees evened it up with a 3-1 victory. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.